Are you gay?
Geeky?
Just enjoy hearing your good Judy's dish about the latest in pop culture?
Well, then you're in luck.
The boys of Flame On are here for you.
In every episode, we discuss the topics that entrance us.
Whether it's comics, TV,
movies,
drag queens,
or video games,
we've got you covered.
So, if you're ready for your gay and geeky slice of pop culture life,
then sit back and get ready to
Flame On!
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Introducing the greatest animated series you've never seen, Lightning Dogs. These canine commandos are lost on a post-apocalyptic Earth and battling the forces of the evil Glampire. It's a tribute to the cartoons and sci-fi of the 80s and 90s, and Nerdy Show is hell-bent on bringing it to life. Blocks sold separately. Join us as we document our quest from the moment lightning struck to every world-building session and beyond, and make our crazy dream a reality. Roll with the pack at lightningdogs.com.
The following program, Flame On, is presented by the Nerdy Show Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geeky programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
What's going on, everybody? This is Pat, your talking bearskin rug, back with another microsode for your listening enjoyment. It is another episode of Now That's What I Call Gay Life, BJ's heralded miniseries.
It's
talking
my baby.
About it's your baby. And we keep doing it. Look at that. We're actually following through on something.
It's not quite a mongoloid baby. It's like a full functioning baby.
You know, I was just listening to the first episode with a friend last night, and in the first episode, you were like, oh, like how we always start something, but then we never actually finish it.
It's true.
That's been the MO for FO for quite some time now.
And look at this. You guys are...
We're back with, what is this, episode four?
Yeah.
Oh, is it? I thought it was three.
No, I thought...
I can't count.
It's something. I don't know. We've done a couple of these. This might be three.
I can't count if not, so...
Who cares? We're actually doing these. Yeah. I'm excited about it. Well, as you've heard, the voices of BJ, who's going to be leading this discussion. What's up, BJ?
Hey, how's it going?
And Josh is back.
Hello.
Hey there.
Again.
You've just become a member of Flame On at this point. I hope you realize that. It'll be your profile picture. Underneath air. No, I'll do the elf one with you holding the Mariah.
Oh God,
Funko
no.
Pop.
I want to do like a cast photo set of all of us like climbing out of a box, and it's like Generation 3 Flame On. we've all been released from like the 13 ghost box from Scooby Doo.
Well, there actually is a listener that has asked for a group photo.
Aw.
And I keep telling him, maybe one day when we're all together again.
You know what would be great for a group photo? A calendar. Calendar would be amazing.
We'll work on that.
All proceeds go to Flame On Show.
Aww. Well, it is another episode of Now That's What I Call Gay Life. I'm going to throw it over to BJ, and he's going to tell us what today's topic is and see how awkward and embarrassing this can be for all of us. Well, take it away.
Well, yeah, that's the whole plan. The plan isn't to like give me an idea, because like I kind of think at this point everybody that's listened to it is like, you don't understand these concepts, and I'm like, no, and they're like, are you on the spectrum? And I'm like, you know what, I should probably go get tested.
But honestly, we have listeners all over the place that maybe have some of these same questions, maybe not all of them,
yeah,
but it's always nice to put something out that if even one person is like, oh, I was curious about that also. Like,
yeah, and interpersonal relationships have all like gone through a big warp or change over the past like 3 years. You know, gender identity, people being more comfortable with what they wear, how they talk. So it's just one of those things where you kind of, it's a brand new world. And
a whole new world. It's true, though. Heterosexuals are even doing butt stuff now.
Yeah. they're admitting to it.
I got really crazy on my third date last night. I've done anal too, Karen.
Calm down.
I gave him the finger. Did you take your acrylics off first? No. But so today it's a little bit more of a fun topic today. It's fantasizing, friends, and fucking. Everybody's done all three of these, possibly all at the same time, possibly separately. So I just wanted to throw this out there to begin with. Fantasizing. When has fantasizing kind of helped you in your interpersonal relationships or hurt you?
Describe what you are talking about as far as fantasizing.
So, Jesus, fuck, you got me. I was like, I used to fantasize about what I would consider the perfect date. Back to our dating episode, I would fantasize kind of like what I would talk about, how I'd steer the conversation. This also made me seem like a somewhat of a control freak. But I would fantasize out like how I would interact with people, how they might interact with me. And then I would ask somebody out and they would be like, no. And I'd be like, oh, well, that's dead in the water. So I would, I'd fantasize about possibly a future husband.
I've done that too. Yeah. I've been there.
So like,
I fantasize about walking down the aisle with helium balloons holding my train while I step into a flooded aisle. In my like painted on boots while some woman sings an acoustic version of I Can't Help Falling in Love.
Oh, that's actually, I actually really like that little bit right there.
Oh, that's actually just, yeah, it's part of Crazy Rich Asians.
Oh, is it? Oh.
Yes.
Not well, the balloons part.
Yeah,
that's
from
new.
A hot couture
a runway
show. Yeah.
There is a clip that's going around on Facebook right now of a runway show. And she's in a
like a wedding dress.
A
thing.
Wedding dress.
And, she the
and
veil.
There's balloons
holding
that are
veil.
Holding the her veil as she's walking down
holy fucking shit.
The runway and then turns and it is gorgeous.
I couldn't even fantasize about that shit. Damn.
Oh, it's so good. So good. So but no, that wedding. But I've done that. That's definitely and the reason I ask you is because there are different ways that you can take fantasizing, especially in this kind of realm, because I want to know if we were going dirty first or not dirty first.
Oh, we'll get to dirty.
Which I figured direction? We would.
I thought I'd start out light and breezy before we get to like we're all filthy perverts.
Yeah, I mean, I've been there before for sure. I mean, I'm not ashamed to admit that I have been very much in my head, especially years ago. It was a matter of, I was very like, I wanted a relationship. I was single for so long that I was like, I would meet somebody, I would talk to them, and all of a sudden it was like, okay, like, could this work out? If it did, like, how would this be? And then whatever. And it always ends up for the worst. Like, I've make great friendships out of some of this stuff, but I have found in my own personal life that kind of fantasizing how a relationship would go when you are just meeting somebody doesn't really work well. You kind of need to be in that moment and figure out what's going on and whether or not it's even going to be a thing before you start thinking about 5-10 years down the road.
Okay. Josh?
So since we're not, you know, getting into dirty stuff, I have, of course, you know, had the same, you know, fantasies where, you know, I think, okay, I mean, like you, I haven't really been in a significantly long-term relationship. I think my longest so far has been 8 months, but like, I imagine myself being in like a multi-year relationship and, you know,
a multi-year lease.
A multi-year lease, right. Exactly.
You don't want to make those payments.
You don't want to scuff up the dashboard because it's a lease.
Right. So you wanna... like, no, I'm going to sign this lease for, you know, 4 years at a time and not year to year. And, you know, just kind of like having a partner. I used to fantasize about a husband, but I don't know. Like, it kind of comes and goes now. But, you know, like getting into arguments over stupid things and, you know, being the responsible one and managing, like, hey, did you call your doctor? Hey, did you do this?
Like... Wait, so you this is the best because this is the, like, you fantasized about, like, like some sort of trash husband that just is like, oh yeah, honey, I'll take out the trash, whatever, and you're like, absolutely not. I can see you dressed as Lucy from I Love Lucy being like, Ricky, like, so but no, that's actually kind of neat. It's very grounded, sort of. Like,
I mean, I don't know where this trash husband thing came from, but
apparently he wants a man child for a husband. Did you call your doctor?
Well, no.
Did you take your vitamins?
Like, honey, what do we say? We're going low carb this week.
Like, no, a full-fledged adult capable of doing their own things. Just, you know, being the you know, friendly reminder.
The yin to your yang.
Because chances are, I would like to consider myself having a really good memory for the most part. Short term, lately, not so much. But
I was like, as you pull out your phone and have to put your dates in a calendar.
Who?
Otherwise, my dogs wouldn't be taken care of this weekend.
Kind of. But long term memory is very good. And I have a tendency, and this is probably what led to the fantasy, but I have a tendency to date men who are quite forgetful. And they also have some health problems.
Oh my god.
So it's always something.
Did they have health problems before y'all started going out, or did you?
No, they were all pre-existing conditions. Like, my first boyfriend had a heart condition where he had to take these heart meds. So, and then each guy has his own thing, you know, whether it's they're constantly getting colds or they have really bad migraines or back pain, arthritis.
I've been there because my ex has high blood pressure and I would keep an eye on whether or not he had taken his medication that morning, or if he needed to refill his prescription, or if he was going on a work trip. As
do you have your
he
pills
does
like that.
have you gotten a refill? Like, so I get what you're saying there. It's
actually, you know, I think I now know where it came from. So a few years ago, I was in my 8-month relationship, and I would like do these things. Like, I would drop off the prescription, I would pick them up, you know, I would nurse him when he got sick, and I was like, I kind of like this, and I think that's probably.
Oh, you like being a caretaker?
Yeah, I like being a caretaker. But,
you're a mama,
you know,
hen.
But
it
in,
works.
But in the back of my head, when you're just like, are all these people?
He's
still
a trash husband.
Well, now I'm like, are you a black widow? Because are all these people still alive? Like,
they're all still living.
Okay, we have your word to go by it, but I don't know.
I can give you their Facebook pages so that you can see their.
And then we'll post them on our Facebook page.
We need to put them on our Facebook page. Like,
can y'all keep listeners? We need you to keep an eye on these people, make sure they're not dead.
Yeah, Josh, the Black Widow.
I don't know what that was.
But okay, so like, all right, so we all pretty much have pretty grounded ones, except a lot of mine. So mine start out normal. They start out very like, you know what? I'd really like to meet. And the thing is, I'm polyamorous, so it's really weird because, like, it doesn't stop with, like, oh, they're a cute couple. It's like, I would really like to coordinate a multi-date situation for 3 weeks. Like, it's I've already got a spreadsheet building in my mind. There's, like, a whole thing that happens. And then somewhere along those lines, it derails and goes right into, like, trash romance novel where they're, like, on a horse. And they always have long hair. I don't even know how that. I don't even know how it happens. I'll just wake up the next morning and be like, "When is Esteban picking me up for our picnic?" Like,
so pretty much you go from that to
like coffee to
like romance novel cover that you see in the book aisle.
Yes,
it goes from the person you're actually seeing to Fabio.
Yes.
Okay.
But like better looking than Fabio, because I don't think Fabio's attractive.
No, he's not.
Back in the 90s, he wasn't a bad-looking guy.
Actually, kind of like a telenovela male villain. Because they always have facial hair and they always look shifty, like they're going to do something bad.
cries in Spanish.
But because I've, and that's the thing is, that just comes from, like, I've been single for so long that it's just like,
what is love?
It's, well, I mean, it goes from that to, like, Get Me Off by the Basement Jacks. but it's one of those things where it's like, I always have to kind of, I have to make a conscious effort to kind of reel it in. Cause when I meet somebody, and this will kind of cross over to the friends thing, I don't feel comfortable, like, going out on a date with a complete stranger. Like, I would not have no idea. I'd be like, so, how do you like politics? Like, immediately the wrong question. Or I'm like, do you know the parts
or
of it?
Or immediately the right question in today's day and age.
Right? Yeah, right? That's like, oh, Trump.
But it's one of those things.
A bus. Let's cross the street.
But it's one of those things where it's like, when I fantasize about dating, a lot of the times it crosses over into people I already know, because I'm like, oh, that guy looks really cute over there. I'll say hi, but he might be a murderer. Like, it's just one of those things where I don't really.
That's what makes it so exciting.
But it's one of those things where it's just like,
it's the risk you take. That and STDs.
I don't feel like uber comfortable with somebody that, like, I haven't, like, at least just had coffee with. Mm-hmm. And then we can go on a date, but it's like, I don't, there's a weird disconnect between, like, dating and, like, strangers.
Well, no, I think that's fairly normal, because blind dating is really tough. And I mean, first off, you need to have somebody to set you up, or, like, it's tough to not have some sort of communication unless somebody is setting you up.
Which
and
we have.
When somebody's like, hey, I have a friend, go out and have dinner with them. Like, and then that's really stressful, because you don't know anything.
Well, remember, that's your new occupation. If we refer back to episode one, your new profession is going to be matchmaking. And
yes.
Date planning.
It's going to be date planning. So, yeah. I mean.
Okay, so we need a matchmaker, and then they coordinate with you to do the date planning.
Well,
then,
I mean, if you watch the, was it the, oh my God, what is her name that she had the show? $1 Million Matchmaker or whatever.
Oh yeah,
like they do little soirees and whatnot, and then set up so they meet beforehand. It's not technically a blind date.
And there's a new one called Love at First Dance. Have you guys seen that one going around Facebook?
No, but I've seen Married at First Sight.
Oh,
and
God.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, no. Love at First Dance is this one where these people learn this. There's this like choreographer in the UK. He's like a really big deal, and he teaches these two strangers this like dance, and they don't meet. They go into the dance like a flash mob, so they're just given a location, and they don't even look like, these two guys show up in taxis in front of this museum in London, and they're not facing each other, and they're just back to back. And when, as soon as the music starts, because I guess it's playing over the PA system, they immediately start dancing, and they turn around, and it's super cute, because the two guys are like very much into each other, so much that they start missing their steps a little bit. But it's like I was half like, oh, this is adorable, and half like, my palms are super sweaty. Like, I can't deal with the anxiety of this.
Your knees were weak and your arms were heavy.
Yeah.
Sorry. I can't get to mom spaghetti from there. That's
I was going to finish it for you, and then I was like, I can't.
But so moving on over into the secondary stage, have you guys ever fantasized about friends, or ever thought about dating friends? And why or why not, would you?
Yes. Next question.
So
without naming names, we could name them colors.
We all have
too
that,
vague.
We all have that
say
straight
their
friend.
Name.
We all have that straight friend that we spend a lot of time with, who's like really attractive, and then you just want him to, you know.
I don't have that anymore.
I don't now. No, but yes. We've all at one point have had.
Oh,
that.
For sure.
So this is a nice little trifecta. I actually slept with mine. So.
Well, I mean, I've hooked up with quite a few of mine as well. That's, but that's why it's not, probably not a fantasy anymore, because it's probably gonna happen.
Because you won. I win
multiple times.
I never. The closest I got to sleeping with a straight guy was a dancer at a local bar.
He just trailed off, ladies and gentlemen.
No, I just, there was no more information that I was going to give out after that.
It's like, that's it.
End of conversation.
Little tidbit, though, for all you homosexuals out there with straight heterosexual male friends who spend a lot of time with you. The flag, the red flag to keep aware is if they tell you about their penis or how long it's been since they've had sex, that is your window.
Yeah. I was like, that is not a red flag. That is a green flag.
Do not.
That is right here.
That is exactly how it happened for me. We were both commiserating and he's just like,
bro, it's been so long.
You want it? I was like, yes.
I'm like, they've watched a lot of, like, quote unquote, straight dude gay porn.
Right,
like,
of course.
Their first time.
It always starts with the same sentence. Like,
it's been so long.
Or, I can't believe she left me. Like, that's always the good one where they're drunk and they're taking their straight friend home drunk.
Yeah.
I can't believe she left him for so long. I'll comfort you.
Next time I ever
love those porns, by the way.
Next time I have a straight friend that says something like that, I'm just going to sit there and go. So that's your straight friends, but what about your gay friends?
What about your friends?
I think I've only started to fool around with like two of my friends. So unlike you, I don't like that.
Shade. I call shade.
Where's the shade button?
Roo, ka, 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 ka.
So I don't know. I'm very I guess I'm weird in that sense. So when I see a guy, here it comes. Oh, come on.
Unlike you.
Well, BJ was saying he doesn't like to go out with strangers. He kind of wants them to be a little friendly first. When you get friend zoned, you kind of get in the friend zone. So when I meet a guy, I look them up and down and think to myself, okay, I'm either going to put you in one of a few categories. I want you to be my friend, and it could be because you're all right, you know, on the attractive scale, like you're cute, but you know, you're not like, oh yes, your pants are coming down. You know, so it's either, you know, I want to be friends with this person, I want to sleep with this person, or I want to date this person. So then I can become friends with this person and also sleep with them at the same time. But I can't if I'm friends with you
first. So you have three, but you go into it with those with either one of those three in mind. You don't determine it after a certain amount of time. You immediately make that decision
within the first, you know, hour. I mean, of course, the visual aspect is going to happen immediately. We're human. We're all visual people. It's you know, no one can say, oh, I don't believe in looks, because that's fucking bullshit.
Oh, no, that's a fucking lie.
You absolutely know it.
Physical attraction's like, huge. I mean, it's not the only thing.
It is, absolutely.
But it's a thing, yeah.
Because physical attraction can also lead to sexual attraction. If if you're going to, you know, be sexual with someone, you have to be attracted to them.
See, an hour makes me
you
feel
can't
so...
have a trash husband.
An hour... I know plenty of people with trash husbands. I won't
say
name
their
names.
Name. Too vague.
So like that makes me feel a little better though, because everybody would always do like the business side of it would be like, well, they determine it in the first like 20 seconds, and I'm like, motherfucker, I don't have enough time to convey. It takes at least 30 minutes to convey this in a positive light. Like, I need a build. Like, I need a running start. So, like...
I need to hand out pamphlets. I got to set up the PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah, right? I got to have at least two costume changes. Like, I got to get a smoky eye out there real quick. Like, there's some shit I got to do.
It's like a pit crew with race cars. Just
now, here's the question. Have you ever had...
pit crew.
I miss the pit crew. Because they're not around anymore.
Oh, they were all up on the episode last night.
No. They switched them around. There was the hairy one that I used to really like that had the big
Sean mustache. Morales.
Yes.
With his big old wang.
So I admit I haven't really watched RuPaul's Drag Race in like a really, really long time. So like season 5, I think, or maybe the first season of All Stars. I don't know. Jinx Monsoon was there. whatever season that was.
That was 5.
So, but a couple episodes I've seen in between, I just don't see the picker anymore. And I just
they've pared it down a bit. It depends on what's going on. It's usually like one or two, unless they're doing some sort of like weird challenge with underwear, and then there's like 47 or 20, whatever.
So, but so you're aware though, because I noticed when you got to the third one where you're like somebody I'd like to date, and then like you have sex and then like you become friends, like that, like all three of them are in that third category. They just come at different times, literally. Well,
kind of, sort of. So either A, we're going to be friends first and then that's it. So I assess the person and I think, which one of these three am I going to put this person in? You know, and sometimes I don't even make the choice. It just happens naturally. Like I am around someone for like within the hour. I'm like, nope. This is a friend, honey, you know.
Haney.
But yeah, I try to, you know, like, I go into some situations, you know, if I'm single and I'm looking to date, you know, then of course my goal is to find someone who will fit that third one, you know, where I can date them and then have a best friend and a sleep, you know, a sex buddy. But you know, I
have hope for the future because there are so many people that are like our age, Pat, that like, who are like,
stop talking to the old man at the table.
Who are like,
the old
who are like,
single man you, at the table.
Like when I was in like,
I've done that.
I have.
When I was in college and everything, like everybody was like, you can't be friends with your lover. And I'm like, but your shit's not going to work after a couple of years and you're going to have to figure that out. Like,
first off, I hate the word lover. And second off, you need to be friends with that person because they are the person you're around the most, especially if you live together. You have to.
You do everything together. You,
yeah.
You know, sometimes shower together. You watch TV together. You sleep together. You do shopping together.
And most of your time is spent arguing over what you're eating for dinner.
Right.
And then you go to bed.
Actually, here's a little tidbit.
Or farting around each other. I mean, that's another, especially with dudes.
Here's a little tidbit for the eating thing.
No. Maybe just the guys I date then.
I know. I feel like I'm the oddball out on that one. Yeah. Like that's still, I guess I was raised really uptight in that kind of context. Mm-hmm. And it's just something, I mean.
What's your aunt's first name?
Gracia.
Random.
But you'd never, well, no, because he always gets on to me when I'm like, when I talk to my mom or something, and I'm just like, Gail, and he's like, that is your mother. And I'm like, I know.
Oh, no, well, listen, I call my mom, I call my aunt Titi, it's fine. Yeah, listen, I don't call them by their first names. Although my aunt's first name is Thank You.
Is it really?
Yeah, Gracia.
Oh, like, yeah. Okay, yeah. Spanish. Yeah. Okay, gotcha. Well, because I thought you said Gracia first, and then you said, yeah. I think it was like, but then, yeah.
Just, yeah, anyhow.
So, but, so Pat, you, have you, do you have, like, sort of compartmentalized thing, or do you, are, like, friends verboten, or, like, what's your plan?
Oh, Lord.
I see him sweating.
Okay, well.
Actually, here's a more specific thing. Have you ever had a friend that you never considered dating, and then you did?
No. My life with friends and all of that was much different back, let's say, roughly 6-ish years ago. And then it's much different now. And that's because of a almost six-year relationship. Because when I would meet guys back before my last relationship, a lot of times it's very much a matter of like, there's always kind of that component of like, hey, is there a potential for hooking up or more? I'm cool with meeting people and making friends. I don't make friends easily. I know. Tough to believe, but I don't.
I was going to say, I had to go back and map out when we became friends, because I think there was like a solid month or two where you would come over to the apartment and I'm like, I don't know who, Matt, why don't you, I don't know what to do.
I was only there like twice, and that was even well before we were friends. So
I was like,
I'm like, I've seen him too many times to introduce myself because I forgot to or didn't do it the first two times. So I'm like, uh-oh.
Well, it's weird because I'm very shy and I'm very quiet. And
outside of work.
Well, that's because that's a persona. I have to be that way.
Yeah.
I have to be engaging. And honestly, there are times unless you come out to an event or one of my nights frequently, I will be your best friend that night, but I probably won't remember you the next time. Unless something major happens. Well, that's a lot of shots. But that's because that's my job. That's what I have to be. My ex used to get really kind of
jealous.
Not jealous is the wrong word, but he understood but didn't quite understand how we would go somewhere, like even his family's house or other places, and I would be very quiet for a while, and like people that he was closer to that he knew were all kind of be like, is he all right? And he's like, yeah, he's just quiet. Until I get to know you, once I warm up, I'm like, all right, cool, I'm good. But I don't connect easily. So when I meet guys at the bar or wherever, a lot of it tends to be an initial like, hey, what's like, is something going to happen? Because I don't engage well after that unless it's a two-way street.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
And that's how I've met some of the people that are closest to me now. Like, I have what I consider a good group of friends. I'm not necessarily looking to expand that because I have trouble enough keeping up with the friends I have now.
Girl, same.
It's tough to then be like, oh, I've got like 50 friends. And I got, no, like I have a good group of like 10 people. Like, if you look at the picture from my birthday dinner this past year, like that's my friends. Like, aww, that's the group right there.
Oh, wait, I was there.
Me too.
Except for Eric. Screw her. No. She wasn't there, but, you know, like, those are the people that are I'm closest to.
Aww.
And it's tough. Like, I've even had people that I work with that are like, oh, we should do lunch. And, like, I'm looking to make new friends. And I'm like, send me a text.
I tell my coworkers I don't shit where I eat. That's pretty much when.
Well, I mean, for me, it's tough being at the bar because it is such a social environment. Like, in a regular work environment, I absolutely understand that because it is tough to really have that. And then you never quite know how that's going to overlap. And then people are like, oh, if something happens, you don't need them to fuck you over at work.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that. In a bar, it's a social setting. So it's tougher to have that, like not have that. But I still find, I'm like, oh, it's really tough for me to engage that way. So that's the long way around basically saying that, like, my first instinct isn't to make new friends. If there's a cute dude at a bar and I talk to them, it's like, hey, are we going to make out by the end of the night? Because I need to know this.
Yeah.
So
I want your lips on mine and I want that dick.
Get that dick. Want that dick?
Pretty much. But
just hold out your hand and go, dick, please.
But
I'll make a set of gloves that say that.
Things are changing now for me because I met somebody that when I met him, my initial reaction was cute. He complimented me first. So I was like,
so cute.
You're good in my book right now.
So cute.
But like we talked and I was like, all right, you're cool. Like, you're adorable. Let's exchange numbers, whatever. And that's now progressing into whatever that's progressing into. But I also found myself engaging more because I was in a different city. So I don't have my crew. Like, I don't have my people around. So I need to be engaging. And I found myself actually really enjoying, like, meeting a whole bunch of other guys that there was no intent of, like, hey, I want to sleep with you. But having that, and it wasn't a matter of anything else, but it's just because my focus and my attention is
elsewhere.
So it opened up the door to be able to be like, y'all are really cool. Like, all right, you're cute, but that's not going to be what that's going to be. And I kind of like that now. It's easier to be able to talk to people that way.
It's kind of like the B team, you know, like when you're away from home, it's like, hey, you're other people that are, I guess, friends too, just in a location. You're like my backup friends when I'm out of town.
Right, like when I come up here, I don't have to feel like I'm alone. Like I can hit you up and be like, hey, you're gonna be out tonight at the bar, let's, you know, singing karaoke, cool, I'll be down there, and like let's hang out and let's, you know, sing and whatnot. So I definitely, there is a sexual component when I engage, there is always a sexual component in the forefront. And then I will see how that shakes down from there. If other people talk to me, then more than likely it starts out as friend and then it could potentially go from there. So that's kind of how I feel about it.
Okay. All right. So and it's funny because with me, I never meet people on my own. I've literally never met a single person in Orlando, like just walked up to them and just started having conversation. Everyone I've met is through other people. And it's like a weird sort of tree branch, or it's at this point, it's a whole fucking forest. But it's super weird because, like, I think I treat people a little bit like social experiments because I don't really interact until I see how they interact with other people. So, like, actually, Josh, you're a perfect example because I met you at trivia night, right?
I want to say no. I think we already knew each other by the time we started doing trivia because we have a lot of mutual friends.
Yeah. Actually, was it Tidal Wave? I think it was Tidal Wave when I actually was introduced to. It was sometime before Tidal Wave.
Was his penis memory out?
Mine, no. I am a lady, thank you.
Listen, sometimes you take your dick out because a friend needs you to fulfill a dare.
Unfortunately.
That's true.
I've done that before. That's a story that my best friend likes to bring up every so often. He's like, remember that time we were at Code and you pulled your dick out because these guys wanted to see mine and I wouldn't do it? And I was like, yeah, I remember that.
So I haven't ever done that, but I have straight through my apartment complex at 2 o'clock in the morning one night. But I was moving so fast because I was much thinner, so I could move faster. So like
he was just a blur.
My friend took a video, and you can't make anything out. And of course, you know, it was like 2010, so the lighting and the camera phones didn't have light on it, so you're really going off of the street lamps that are
like
in the
some
the complex.
Sort of Sasquatch like blurry photo,
right? Exactly.
You just nowadays, basically, an entire fucking like film crew pops out of your phone when you start recording. Right. It's like big fucking lights,
and you just see this like pale, skinny white boy in tennis shoes, just like fucking running in the opposite direction.
So, but yeah, so I think I actually kind of figured something out today is the fact that because I don't meet. Well, so I did something incredibly stupid about 2 weeks ago. I was in a gray area with like 8 or 9 people, and I wasn't sure, like, we're super attracted to each other.
Orgy.
Like,
let's start weeding them out one by one.
That was the plan. That was the idea. I was like, you know what? Let's see where I land with them. Because I was like, hey, we're attracted to each other. Why has this not ever happened? Because I'm never direct. And which took like a good 5 of them completely off guard and they were freaking out. But they were like, well, yeah, no, I think you're super attractive, but because of the manner of how I met them, mm-hmm. which is in a group friend setting, it wasn't like at a bar setting where they were by themselves. It wasn't like a manhunt setting or beef market setting. It was like, oh, I'm just out with my friends this night and I happen to meet this guy, and literally all 8 or 9 of them are like, oh no, well, we find you attractive, but like for some reason you've just become like super, super close. And I'm like, yes, to your penis, please. what that butthole do? Like,
what that butthole?
And it's very like, there was about three of them that were like, oh no, I do want to have sex with you, but they live in Seattle now. And then there's two.
I will fly for dicks. So I mean,
right. And then there was two of them that
I'm
were
too
like,
lazy for that.
There were two of them that were like, I thought we had this conversation, and I was like, no. Oh, and then they looked at each other and were like, okay, so apparently we had this conversation with each other, but not with you. It is a cautious yes right now. And I was like, oh, okay. But this consensus is how you meet people.
I feel like there was a boardroom table and like right. BJ just went down the line in pairs.
Oh no, literally I literally went through my text, my message thing and like renamed them like
cautious yes.
cautious yes, like with their actual name next to it. I was like, and then like there's the five that are just like, but you're my friend, but I want to make out with you, but you're my friend. And I'm actually having joy watching them slowly go insane over that. That's actually great.
I've also seen a few porns that are like that. They're like, you're my sister's best friend, or you're my friend, you're my bro. Oh man, this is really weird, but it feels good. Like,
right? Like, I'm trying to, I'm pushing.
Friend. Now put your dick in me. All right.
I'm pushing them more towards like, it's so taboo. It's so bad. We shouldn't do it. But seriously, we should do it.
Also, I had this image as he was talking about how he's in this room with a group of guys. And I was like, orgy. So in my head, as soon as I said that, I just imagined BJ, you know, like having his phone out and then was going to stream something to like maybe the TV, you know, like a funny video.
That
but then it but it turns
idea.
Out to be his browser from like a Pornhub
no.
where it's like an orgy scene.
No.
And then all of a sudden it's just like, oh, that's not what that.
That's not the video.
Oh look, there's eight guys in this video. There's eight guys in this room. What a coinky dink!
I imagined it like MasterChef as they're trying to like pare down at the beginning, and they have all the chefs like cooking and just walking. BJ walking around and going, "I've seen enough. Nope, you're out." And then just whittling it down to who he's gonna have sex with at that point. You four are out. You four, you continue on to my booty hole.
It's a booty hole.
It's a booty hole.
But I will say this. This was kind of a part that I didn't, in my long-winded answer before, meeting so many people in the last 6 or 7 years as not a single man has really changed how my friendships are now when trying to get back into the world of dating or even just hooking up, because I've met so many people that I am attracted to that know me in a couple. And don't want to change or don't want to broach that barrier now that I'm not in a couple. And it's like, well, I mean, I don't. And it's like, okay, we're attracted to each other, but you still can't get past the fact that when we met, I was dating this person. So,
and
I just have to go outside of the state now. It's fine.
And it's I mean, me too, because at this point, I didn't realize like there's a solid like maybe 10 or 20 people that I'm like, oh, we're super close friends. And then apparently there's another 30 people that are like, you're one of my best friends. And I'm like, the fuck? Like,
What's your name again?
I dropped you off at the airport once. Like, you bought me Taco Bell. We're even. Take off your shirt. Like, it's...
like, I bought you Taco Bell and I take off your damn pants.
Like, I dropped you off at the
not
airport.
Not after the Taco Bell, though.
Not after the Taco Bell.
Maybe not for y'all.
What if they just had one of those freezy thingies?
Oh, well, I mean... That doesn't repay being taken to the airport. That's the worst possible use of free will.
But
this is true.
Well, and the one thing by being direct, because one thing I figured out is I need to be more direct, because when I was more direct, like about a week and a half ago, I say it was a terrible experience, but it was actually really good because my assumptions on why I thought they may or may not have found me attractive were completely off. Like, all of them found me attractive, and I was like, oh, okay, well... Thank you. And then I realized I was like, shit, I let this. And then I was like, it was like at the end of the workday, and I was like laying on the floor, and I think I'd opened a bag of potato chips, and I was like, oh, now I have to act like I'm somebody that thinks they're attractive. Fuck. Like,
put the chips down.
Well, yeah, obviously didn't before, and they still found you attractive. Right. So just do you, motherfucker. Do you.
So, but it was one of those things where it was actually kind of nice finding out that like, oh, I'm not this like amorphous eldritch creature from the great beyond.
You're
like,
not.
not yet. Five more souls to go. And then the ritual can truly begin. But
then you get your toaster, and then the ritual begins.
But yeah, so what I've gathered from this episode, from y'all's past pain and experience, it was delicious. But I actually need more lunch after this.
We still have one more F to go. I'm scared about how this is gonna go.
I've included.
Oh, we've included fucking in with the friends.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I will say actually. So we'll do kind of a quick thing. Your best fantasy with a friend, Josh. And if you can't do it, you can say like, no, I don't want to fantasy.
You can opt out of this.
You can opt out. Because I know you're a light soul.
Let me put a pin in that one for a minute and then have Paco and then I'll...
You're a whore. Oh, Jesus. Are we talking dirty fantasy?
Yeah,
with the friend?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We've gotten to the part. We'll end the episode with the dirty friend fantasy.
Oh, God. I don't fantasize about my friends that often. Or not anything that's more than just like they stick their dick in my mouth. Like, I mean, it's not
regular,
like,
regular,
yeah,
normal.
It's just the normal, like the normal thing. Friends that I have been intimate with before, that I've had sex with, I've used that as mental ammunition to masturbate to later. So it's kind of like a replay of like, hey, like a little bit of a replay of like fantasizing about like that. And then, okay, next time around, let's grab the camera, or you know what I mean? Like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where it's like, that way I don't have to fantasize about it next time I'm jerking off. I can just pull up the video and be like, I remember that.
Good times.
Yeah. Like that's kind of the only real like fantasizing that I do.
Film friend fucking.
Although there are a few dudes that most of them don't live here in Florida that I'm like,
how convenient.
Well, no, because I mean, I see these people, but like,
yeah,
people that I talk to on Growler that, you know, their private photos are unlocked all the time for me. And I'm just like, I need a little mental ammunition. Let me go to my unlocked section of Growler, scroll through here. And there's actually the ones that I'm like the most attracted to that I would even use don't have super dirty pictures, which I mean,
maybe like a shirtless one.
Shirtless is my kryptonite.
See, I feel like that's actually hotter because I have a friend of mine who took like just like a over the body selfie, but like it stopped right at like the treasure trail, like right at the edge there around the waist. And I was like, welp. I know what I'm doing for the next 45 minutes.
You know, I actually took a photo like that and I put it on Tumblr like 3 years ago. And I finally got a notification. It was flagged.
Were you exposing your female nipples?
I went onto the Bear Buzz Tumblr and it's like, you have some flagged posts. And I go through and it's all fucking Bear Bust ads. And it's like
contest it,
yeah,
or something like,
yeah,
that.
And it's like a person will actually look at the post to determine. And I'm like, these are all ads. There is nothing. I'm like, there, like, what is really Tumblr? Like, what the fuck is going on here?
Well, one of the photos that I had, I actually did a photo shoot where I was in like underwear, boots, and I was holding an axe. So. I guess that could have been one of them. It was lumped in one single post, but the other one was by itself where I had just gotten out of the shower and I have like my, one of my thighs just kind of, or one of my legs is like hiked up at the tub.
He's got a little leggy going.
The tub.
So,
ledge.
So your towel does the slit move?
I wasn't even wearing a towel.
Oh.
Yeah. But the positioning of the camera was so like, good, and I was
the lighting was perfect.
It was perfect. So I was about probably 190. This was actually around the time that I first met you, and I was at my first Bear Bus. But
your first a very Merry Christmas.
Oh yes, Merry Christmas. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, thank you.
So I was at.
I remember where I met you, bitch. So, I remember that for like the first year and change, each text message had to start with, "Hey, this is Pat."
I remember that. So I had my foot on the ledge, so you could see my thigh, and you could see that there is nothing there. But the rest of it is just like small.
There's nothing there? You're just a Ken doll?
Small tummy and chest up. So it's implied, plus I'm in a shower, it's implied that I am nude. And I was like, okay, well, I guess I can kind of sort of see, you know, there's no genitalia, there's no, you know, full nudity or anything like that, but it's suggestive.
Well, it's funny that you say about, like, the shirtless, like, and, like, down to...
Like, you know they're naked, but you don't even really see...
Even better, and I'll show you guys this picture afterwards, but there's this dude in New York who I think is so fucking adorable, and he has a picture like that where he's in a mirror, but I focus on such tiny details... that I can actually see that he just pulled the shorts down to make it look like he's not wearing pants.
You fucking Nancy Drew'd that shit.
And I can see the waistband of the shorts in the mirror. And I'm like, you deceptive motherfucker. This is still a hot picture. But I see it. I see it.
Oh, God,
but
that's
no,
great.
Give me a shirtless picture with a guy with his arm.
This is the photo.
That is.
Oh, my God.
Actually,
look at baby Josh.
Oh, my God.
Dear Lord, bitch.
I'm so, wow.
Please don't lose that much weight again.
And this was the other post. So, like, these were lumped into one, because these were all
flagged. Your flagged posts?
Yeah, these are my flagged posts.
I could see that being flagged.
Yeah, I mean, I can too. I'm in fucking underwear and boots and shit. And,
you're exposing your female nipples.
I am.
That facial hair. Can you knock?
I liked my stash with the
no.
5 o'clock
shadow. I like
shadow.
The heavy stash.
No.
I think that.
Granted, I had to dye it to make it more prominent, but.
Oh, baby.
Oh, Lord. But yeah, give me a shirtless picture and give me a single arm raise so I get one armpit in there. Done.
I actually posted a photo like that in 2015 on Instagram, and it got like 127 likes, which is the most likes I've ever gotten at that time. I was like, is this what
now
I,
you popular, so shut
is
the
this,
fuck up.
Is this what I have to do? To get but well, now my Instagram's private, so it really doesn't matter.
You want
to
be a star, don't you?
The best part is that my highest liked pictures on Instagram on my now new personal one were because of other people. Like Chris the bartender and then this guy Tyler from Atlanta that was in town. That was the first one that broke 1,000 fucking likes. It's like 1,300 likes.
Girl, I haven't even broke.
Oh, I get more comments and shit on Facebook when I take a selfie with my new roommate and everybody's like, it's like 50 likes. And when it was the end of the year, it was like, here's your most liked picture 3 days ago, like floats by.
Dude, my favorite was the fact that I fucking posted a little like, hooray, like, good for you for Scott when he was competing for FLFP.
Uh-huh.
And when I did that top nine originally, Scott's picture was the one right in the center. I'm like, this is my top nine. How is he in the center of this?
This is me. This is
but
my
then
show.
I posted that one picture at the beginning of this year of me with the shirtless with the one arm up or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
And I love that picture. Like, I'm not usually like, oh, my God, I look so good. But, like, I really like
that
picture.
No, that is a fantastic picture.
I was so fucking hungover in that picture. And you can't even tell. I was sleep deprived and hungover. But that one has over 900 likes. And I'm like, finally. People like a picture of me without another hot guy in the picture. I'm so excited.
They really like me for me.
All right, so what's your fantasy, bitch?
Yeah, right?
What's your fantasy?
So I have had two straight friends of mine that I have fantasized about at least once. So they're the only two heterosexual friends that I have not actually hooked up with. They're both dads, so it's always the same.
Ooh,
now to where
even better.
We're like the kids away.
Oh my God, I do have straight friends that I fantasize about. Oh my God. I completely forgot about it. That's horrible. Sorry, I just stepped right up all up in your fantasy. As soon as you said they were dads, I was like, oh, that's right.
That's great.
The art on the wall.
Oh.
Oh.
I'm not going to name names.
Too vague.
He listens to the show. I'm not going to say it.
Just know that we looked at something that was referencing you, and we're all having a good old time.
I'm going to get a fucking text message. He's going to figure that shit out. He will.
But yeah, I have two straight friends, their dads, they have wives. Nope. One has a wife. One does not.
Oh, so he's single.
Was. He had a baby mama. They were never married. But they've since split, and now he was single for a while. We spent a lot of time together, and I was thinking, like, is this gonna happen? Like, you know. But now he has a girlfriend who he's actually been in a like long term relationship with, despite the fact that he's always like, oh, you know, I can't, you know, I'm not like a relationship guy. And I'm like, it just takes the wrong girl, or the right girl, or guy, wink wink,
or mouth,
or mouth. But yeah, no, I've thought about those two friends at some point. A couple times. Like, hey, is the wife.
Like right now.
as it start like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
One of the wife of one of my friends even admits flat out, like, look, I know that I come second to you. So, like, and I'm thinking, and yet you
And yet I have not
sex.
Come with
so
him.
She, right. So she gets your sloppy seconds.
That's how it seems emotionally. Right, exactly.
But when it comes to semen,
like obviously
she comes first.
Right. I mean,
I don't know. He might come first, but it depends on how attentive of a lover he actually
is. And clearly, there's evidence of, you know, the sexual component since they've, you know, baked a chicken in the oven. And
why are you talking about their dinner?
Right. He had a child, Josh.
Same thing.
They baked a chicken.
He baked
same
a chicken.
Thing. It's in the oven.
I wish I could bake a chicken with a man.
So,
all right,
BJ.
So
I know one of your friend fantasies.
Shut up.
Because I recall a time in the pool at Tidal Wave.
Shut up.
Name names.
Shut up.
Oh,
this is,
and there was a whole scenario with it too. That was the best part. He's like, "You're a science teacher, and he's the PE teacher." We were just like, "What now?"
I've definitely had fantasies about my like PE teacher though in middle school.
Oh my god,
that was my first
high school. Was the three coaches for the PE class?
I think that was the first time I realized I have a thing for like bears. You know, like stocky dudes with beards.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Because I had this gym teacher. I think actually I won't say his name, but
he probably listens. No,
but no, he was like. Probably 5'11", really thick, stocky, you know, really nice beard, dark hair. I'm just like,
I don't remember if mine had beards, but one of the gym coaches and one of our like our social studies teachers like was that same like linebacker build, and then there was the son of one of the other teachers had graduated and then became a teacher at the school, and he was thinner, but God, he was so pretty. And he had a beard, and it was just like, I was like, I just want to stay after school and have detention with you. And it was an all boys school, so it was like,
so we all had school fantasies at some point.
Oh, for sure.
I need to get an A. You already have an A, but I need to get an A plus.
So,
is there any extra credit?
The one you don't know, which all parties involved in this one know about this one, because I was like, we should make this a porn movie. We're all playing D&D, and I'm the DM. I leave to go grab, like, some more alcohol or snacks or something, and then walk in on all of them fooling around, and then they let me roll to see who does what.
That's the nerdiest fantasy at this table.
It is.
It really is.
Come on!
And then the best part is when I told this to them, they're just like, I mean... It's not a terrible idea. And then it's like, I kicked it up a notch and told them, like, how about you all go home? And then the DM fantasizes, the DM fantasizes about, like, their characters having sex. And then somebody comes back to get their manual that they left behind and catches the DM masturbating. And then is like,
how many people are involved in this?
I also,
you were on it with the questions today.
Yeah. Listen, you want to make us awkward and uncomfortable with these questions? I'm going to give it right back to you.
About five.
Okay.
I also just imagined BJ rolling the dice at the table before everyone starts like leaving. It's like, you've rolled a... Now, forgive me, I don't play Dungeons & Dragons, so this may
You're be not
inaccurate. But they involve 20-sided dice, right?
Jesus.
Good lord.
So, like, you rolled a 16, you move 16 spaces, and end up in the,
It's like, not a board game.
I don't know. I don't know how the like how this works. Okay, fine. If there's no spaces and it's not a board game and you just use imagination, then I don't know. You rolled a 16 and suddenly a wind demon or wind spirit comes by and blows everyone's clothes off. I don't know.
Like, I love this. I need you to write bad D&D. Fan fiction. I need you to write this, and you are not to read anything about the game. You're just making it up as you go. This is amazing.
I feel like we need to start what New York has and do Dungeons and Dragons and drag queens, and get Josh involved in that without knowing anything.
I like this idea.
I'm down. I'm probably gonna make a fool of myself, but you
a
know.
Wind demon.
A wind demon blows your clothes away.
This is great.
I love this. Suddenly your party is naked.
Love it. Oh. A wind demon comes by. You must roll a 16 or higher to keep your clothes on. Here's the four-sided die.
Night strikes and the chill is down. The temperature is down. You have to huddle for warmth.
Roll for nipple hardness.
Wow, this took a really interesting turn.
Oh, good times. So does that answer your questions about fantasies, friends, and fucking?
Yes, and then some. So much more than I expected.
I can't wait to see if one of those people who is a listener that was involved in that gym teacher, science teacher fantasy that was told, if he remembers that whole conversation.
I'm sure he does. Mm. I'm sure he'll remember the D&D one.
Oh, Lord. Well, listeners, that has been another episode of Now That's What I Call Gay Life. And we've been getting some good feedback about these episodes, so keep it going. Keep telling us what you think about the episodes and what we're doing here on Flame On. You can follow us online at flameonshow.com. where you can scroll to the bottom and you can find all of our social media tabs from there. Follow us on your favorite social media platform. And if you would like to help support the show, because remember, the Nerdy Show Network and Flame On are all listener-supported podcasts, you can head on over to patreon.com/nerdyshow, where you can become a patron and even earmark some of those dollars to come straight to us. So thank you all for listening. We'll be back with another month in pop culture in just a couple of weeks. And until then, peace.
Later.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.